This is Neil Parks with Paranormally Speaking. I'm your host. This week we'll be discussing our alien moon and signals from deep space. I do know of stories that have come from our astronauts who've actually been to or around the moon and strange encounters they've had, as well as small asteroids hitting the moon and giving off a metallic gong sound, according to original astronauts that have been on the moon or near it. So just please hang tight and listen to the terrifying and interesting tales of things that are on our alien moon and in deep space. Please hold for an important message from one of our sponsors. Available to order now, my first audiobook, Neil Parks Presents Truly Terrifying Tales, narrated by me. It's ready to order and download on Bandcamp.com. My other books, of course, are always available to order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. You can also order t-shirts that I designed that I normally sell at conventions, festivals, lectures, and my book signings. I always have the 9-inch-tall 3D-printed Bigfoot silhouettes available, and last spring my first children's book was released. It was written by my good friend and fellow author, R.L. Walker. I illustrated this book, and it was a major shift in gears for me, considering that my writing and art style has always been dark and scary. To order any of what I just mentioned, you can also go to my email, which is parksparanormal@gmail.com. That is parksparanormal@gmail.com. Standing by. Well, this should whet your appetite. Right now, NASA has confirmed, or openly discussed, not necessarily confirmed, ancient alien city found on the secret dark side of the moon in different NASA images. This week marks 50 years since man landed on the moon. But was something there before us? 50 years ago this week, man first set foot on the moon. Neil Armstrong, whom I was named after, Neil, of course, but he spelled it N-E-I-L, I'm N-E-A-L. Neil Armstrong won the space when he stepped out onto the lunar surface and declared, "That's one small step for man, one giant step for mankind." Sorry, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." He was joined by fellow astronaut Buzz Aldrin as the pair spent several hours walking the surface of the moon. Michael Collins, who was also part of the mission, remained in the command module while it was still in orbit. The Apollo 11 mission took off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on July 16, 1969. It took the crew 8 days to reach their destination. 8 days from the Earth to the Moon. And the rest, of course, is history. Images and footage of the historic moment were beamed around the globe, mankind's first glimpse at lunar life. Since then, a raft of conspiracy theories have sprung up about whether or not the moon landing was faked. But one of the most unusual ideas is that on the dark side of the moon, not visible from Earth, lies an ancient alien city. NASA images of the dark side of the moon have fueled the belief that Earth's nearest neighbor is hiding an amazing secret. Some of the pictures show square-shaped rocks, and alien hunters have claimed they could be buildings. They add the structures that look to have been abandoned millions of years ago, which has led them to believe a tragic incident is the reason aliens no longer live on the moon. Scott C. Waring wrote about his wild theory on the ET database. The conspiracy theorist said, "The objects seem to be very reflective, but have dark black areas that have a lot of right angles and appear to be structures. Some of the objects were white reflective roofs or buildings that had openings that allow ships to come in and go. Some of the ships in those structures are hanging halfway out, which makes me think some tragic event happened that stopped them from existing fully." Scott even believes the ancient city could have once included a port. Other conspiracy theorists claim to be certain that alien life still lives on the moon. Over the years, they claim to have spotted pyramids and other monuments similar to that. What is the dark side of the moon? Dark side of the moon is hiding this incredible secret, and UFO hunters have shock proof, they claim. It has been a source of mystery for generations. But what is the dark side of the moon? It has been a source of mystery, but the dark side of the moon holds many secrets. Planet Earth only gets to see one side of the giant space rock, and what lies on the other half is virtually unknown. Now a UFO enthusiast claims that aliens are living in a supermassive network of tunnels and caves on our moon. He suspects they are thriving in the underground cities covering the mysterious dark side, which can never be seen from Earth. And now he has evidence and astonishing images from a lost lunar spaceship, which has been found orbiting the moon after going missing 8 years ago. The images from Chandrayaan 1 appear to show a network of lava tubes snaking under the surface of the satellite, with thousands of caves scattered all over. It was created by streams of magma, which ran dry. But now Jesse, who runs the YouTube channel UFO News, believes they are homing an entire civilization. The presence of enormous caves on the moon suggests that an alien civilization could currently be living much closer to home than we previously thought, the alien enthusiast told the Daily Star online. We find it fascinating that an extensive network of caves and tunnels, some of which are large enough to house entire cities from Earth, are covering the surface of the moon. Why is it that these caves have slipped under the radar of public interest for so long? Is it possible that NASA could be privately discouraging the exploration of these structures in order to suppress public interest? NASA has admitted that these caves could be used as potential locations for a human colony on the moon. It makes us wonder if they might have already investigated these without public knowledge. It is a known fact that craters are covering the moon and have been created by meteorites that have peppered its surface through the years. But conspiracy theorists like Jesse believes that the aliens are hiding out on the shadows there and in tunnels which connect to them. Prior to the investigation of satellites, the dark side of the moon would have been a convenient location for an alien civilization to live and remain hidden from view. He told us, as our technology evolves, such a civilization would likely be forced to use new tactics to remain hidden. These caves and tunnels would make perfect locations for an ancient alien civilization to take refuge from the prying eyes of humanity. The far side of the moon, which Jesse believes is inhabited by extraterrestrials and life as long, has been dubbed the dark side. This is because it can never be seen from our planet, as it spins at the same rate as it orbits the Earth, meaning it is kept hidden from our view. It was only pictured for the first time by the Russians in 1959, Jesse told us. Many of these massive caves reside on the dark side of the moon, out of view of the ground-based telescopes. Buried deep within the ground, the caves offer protection from the sun and the harsh realities of space. In our most recent video on UFO News, we included pictures of what appear to be the surface marks of these tunnels crisscrossing the surface. These well-established pictures serve as new evidence that a superhighway of interconnected lava tubes are being used as a highway system to allow an alien civilization to move about the moon undetected. Until NASA is willing to do some direct investigation of these objects using high-definition cameras, we are going to take their silence as a nod in the direction that aliens are indeed on the moon. The cube-sized satellite where the new images of the moon have come from first went missing in 2009 after being successfully launched in October of 2008. It is roughly the size of a smart car, measuring 1.5 meters tall on each side, and had completed 3,400 orbits around the moon when less than a year later a radio contact was lost. But this year, it was announced that the probe had been found orbiting 200 kilometers above the lunar surface by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. Jesse's suspicion came 10 years after the Apollo 20 hoax, as he calls it, which saw claims that NASA carried out secret lunar missions. The video surfaced on YouTube from a user claiming to be a retired American astronaut who commanded this mission. The clips appeared to show proof of the existence of alien intelligence, alien life on the moon, and included a picture of a female alien nicknamed Mona Lisa, hibernating. But all the videos were posted on the video sharing site on April 1st of that same year, April Fool's Day, of course, hinting the story was nothing more than an elaborate prank.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/good. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/good. That's forhims.com/good for your free online visit. forhims.com/good.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
An alien city discovered on the dark side of the moon claims... Shocking, I know. Alien hunters believe they have found 100% indisputable proof that extraterrestrials are living and have built cities on the dark side of the moon. Despite the fact that Earth's moon looks dull and lifeless, even to the naked eye, some conspiracy theorists remain adamant that aliens could reside there. Despite there being no evidence, UFO hunters have long claimed that aliens could be hiding away from humanity's watchful eye, living on the far side of the moon. One side of the moon is always facing Earth, thanks to the gravitational pull of tides on our planet, a process known as tidal locking. For this reason, conspiracy theorists claim that the far side, or the dark side of the moon, would be the perfect place for aliens to live. It makes sense to me, but that's not the crazy part. And now NASA satellite images have shown a light on the dark side and appear to show structures which cast shadows. This part's cool. Prominent conspiracy theorist Scott C. Waring has been analyzing NASA's satellite images and believes he has spotted some of these structures and even goes as far to say that they are artificial. On top of that, Mr. Waring believes that NASA has been trying to hide the evidence and has been lying to the rest of the world. The UFO hunter wrote on his ET database, "You are looking at cities on the moon. You see, there are three types of buildings I have identified on the moon. First is the metallic buildings, which have angles like human buildings, but these are always smaller compared to the other two. Second are the white ceramic buildings. These will have black windows, yet the surface of the building is so shiny that it looks like light reflecting off the surface. Their shape is usually round or oval, never with sharp angles, always smooth edges. Third are the dark buildings. These are the most unusual and seem like biomechanics or living structures that were grown. These are flat black, meaning they have no reflective surfaces. They are massive, up to hundreds of kilometers long. They often have the small buildings near their entrances, with many, 4 to 8 usually, tunnel-like attachments going back and forth. So the lunar orbiter satellite gives you a bird's eye view of particularly lit side of the moon, which is never visible to Earth. I used to believe and NASA held them up to pedestal with the highest of admiration, but then I discovered they lied to us," so says this man. This is not the first time a mysterious structure has been found on the lunar surface. Some conspiracy theorists claim that the moon could be occupied by aliens. and that is the reason NASA has not returned since the Apollo missions ended in the 1970s. However, skeptics and NASA say that the structure and other similar findings are just the effects of psychological phenomenon with the brain tricking the eyes into seeing familiar objects or shapes and patterns or textures such as rock surfaces. Now, I saw a video last year. I shared it on my YouTube channel. A person was recording a solar eclipse, but focusing on the moon because the moon itself was bright and vibrant that day. It was a full moon. It was around 3 or 4 p.m., and he zoomed in on the moon because he saw something flash on its surface. And this is the surface facing us. He zoomed in on it with a high-powered lens and so many times zoom, brought it in to where you could literally feel as if you're going to walk on the surface of the moon. And these three vessels, ships, whatever you want to call them, emerge from the dark side and cross over with their shadows casting on the surface of the moon that we could see with our own eyes, and better with the magnified zoom, showing actual vehicles, vessels, UFOs, whatever, going across the surface and then back around into the darkness. That I saw myself and shared myself. It looked authentic. I don't know enough about the person who actually recorded this image. It's still pretty captivating if it's legit. Please hold for an important message from our sponsor. Tesla's scientific discoveries are among the greatest of his generation. The myths surrounding him have turned into a cult-like figure. Conspiracy theorists believe Tesla created what's known as the Death Ray, a wireless power system that could transmit electricity across the world, and that the government stole all of his research documents after his death. In 1899, Tesla himself thought that he had contacted aliens. He heard some rhythmic sounds on a radio receiver he had created and was receiving frequencies that had never been heard before from an outside source that could not potentially produce this type of frequency, not earthbound anyway. He was convinced that they were extraterrestrial in nature. The next year, the Red Cross asked Tesla to predict man's greatest possible achievement in the next century. He replied by admitting he may have already achieved it by receiving a message from another world. To the American Red Cross, his letter says, "The retrospect is glorious. The prospect is inspiring. Much might be said of both, but one idea dominates my mind. This, my best, my dearest, is for your noble cause. I have observed electrical actions which have appeared inexplicable, faint, and uncertain. Though they were, they have given me a deep conviction and foreknowledge that are long all human beings on this globe as one will turn their eyes to the firmament above with feelings of love and reverence, thrilled by the glad news. Brethren, we have a message from another world, unknown and remote. It reads 1, 2, 3. And this was Christmas 1900, written by Nikola Tesla. This was in a 1910 letter to the New York Times. Tesla claimed the sounds came from Mars. Most certainly some planets are not inhabited, he said, but others are, and among these there must exist life under all conditions and phases of development. Personally, I base my faith on the feeble planetary electrical disturbances which I discovered in the summer of 1899, and which, according to my investigations, could not have originated from the sun, the moon, or Venus. Further study, science has satisfied me that they have emanated from Mars. All doubt is this in regards will soon be dispelled."
Fantastic. Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction, Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
Radio signals coming from inside the Milky Way have been detected by astronomers. They say the radio signal is coming from a source within the Milky Way and has been detected. The signal is a fast radio burst known as an FRB, bright radio bursts that last mere milliseconds and appear to come from deep space. Because they are short-lived, they were often only identified in satellite data after the signal was recorded. Finding where they came from and what produced them has been a larger mystery. The first FRBs were discovered over a decade ago. Since then, scientists have been trying to work out what is causing them. Suggestions have included cataclysmic events such as the collision of two neutron stars or a collapsing black hole. But these hypotheses were questioned when a repeated FRB was uncovered. A black hole can only collapse once, because when the FRB repeated, scientists realized either there must be another explanation or more than one source can produce these bursts. Until now, however, none appeared to have come from our own galaxy. The latest discovery was announced in the Astronomer's Telegram by Paul Schultz of the University of Toronto, Canada, on behalf of the CHIME, Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, an FRB collaboration. In it, the team announced the detection of a bright radio burst coming from the active magenta known as the SGR-1935+2154. This is a type of neutron star, the collapsed core of a massive star that is thought to have an extremely powerful magnetic field.
A mysterious deep space radio burst is sending signals to Earth every 16 days. The object in a galaxy 500 million light years away is confusing scientists with its signals. It appears to be transmitting signals that reach Earth in a repeating 16-day pattern, but researchers have no idea why. According to a recent study, this marks the first time astronomers have detected a reliable pattern in these signals, known as fast radio bursts, or FRBs, of course. It's an important step in figuring out where the bursts are originating from. Before now, such pulses appeared to be random in timing. That changed when the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment Fast Radio Burst Project discovered a repeating pattern. The recently detected FRB, known as FRB 180916.J0158+65, sends out bursts that last for 4 days before stopping for 12 days and then repeating. The first 28 cycles were observed between September 2018 and October 2019 using the CHIME radio telescope in British Columbia. We conclude that this is the first detected periodicity of any kind in the FRB source. The study's authors said the discovery of a 16.35-day periodicity is a repeating FRB source is a very important clue to the nature of this object. Scientists recently pinpointed the specific FRB to a spiral galaxy known as SDSS J0158008+654-23.0, located half a billion light years from Earth, making it the closest FRB ever detected. Researchers hope that tracing the burst's origin will help them to determine the cause of it. The first FRB was spotted in 2007, and the signals have mystified scientists ever since. They only last for a thousand of a second, perhaps, making them difficult to study at that small increment. Hundreds have been spotted, but only a handful have ever repeated themselves, and they seem to come from locations all over the universe. While the cause of the repeating pattern is still unknown, researchers said that FRB could be orbiting a black hole-like object, flashing its signal at a specific point in its orbital period. According to another study looking at the same data, the pattern could be consisting with what of a binary star system containing a massive star and a dense neutron star. The neutron star could be emitting these bursts, which are sometimes hidden by winds caused by its massive friend. First radio bursts, the fast ones, exceedingly bright given their short duration and origin at great distances, and they've yet haven't identified a possible natural source with any confidence. A.V. Loeb, a Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysicist theorists, said in a press release back in 2017, there is one source most scientists have generally ruled out, aliens. But discovering more repeating FRBs may be the only way to know for sure.
Unparalleled insider access. Get it all. Introducing the SiriusXM Platinum VIP plan. Our newest, most exclusive plan. Listen in two cars, plus stream anywhere with two app logins. Access a massive, exclusive library of live concert video and audio recordings through nugs.net. Have opportunities to experience live and virtual SiriusXM events, including VIP-only exclusives. Get all your questions answered by a dedicated VIP customer care team. Plus, get all the entertainment we've got. It's all included with your Platinum VIP subscription. Be a VIP. Call 844-711-8800 to learn more. Offer details apply. One login per activated vehicle. Not available in Canada.
NASA is getting serious about UFOs. NASA's new chief is setting up an effort to further study unidentified flying objects within his first month in office. Bill Nelson, the former Florida senator and spaceflight veteran, told CNN Business Rachel Crane during a wide-ranging interview Thursday, June the 4th, that it's not clear to anyone, even if the upper echelons of the U.S. Space Agency, what the high-speed objects observed by naval pilots actually are. Nelson added that he does not believe the UFOs are evidence, per se, of extraterrestrials visiting Earth, but he's not ruling that out. If that were the case, Nelson said, he thinks he would know. But he acknowledged it would be premature to rule that out as a possibility. Nelson's comments echo the findings of the new Pentagon report that was released late last June. Five sources familiar with the results of that study told CNN that the U.S. intelligence officials found inconclusive evidence that UFOs are alien spacecraft, but investigators also have not reached a definitive assessment as to what these mysterious objects might be or where they're coming from. We don't know if it's extraterrestrial. We don't know if it's an enemy. We don't know if it's an optical phenomenon. We do know that it defies the laws of known physics, Nelson said. We don't think it's an optical phenomenon because of the characteristics that those Navy jet pilots described, and so the bottom line is we want to know more. NASA Press Secretary Jackie McGinnis said Nelson did not establish a formal task force to begin investigating UFOs. However, he did direct researchers to move forward with exploring any lines of questioning around the topic as they see fit. There's not really a lot of data, and scientists should be free to follow these leads, and it shouldn't be stigmatized, McGinnis said, acknowledging that UFO research can be negatively associated with unfounded conspiracy theories. This is a really interesting phenomenon, said. Americans are clearly interested in it, so if the scientists want to investigate it, they should. UFOs have long been an object of fascination in the United States and throughout the world. And that obsession was fueled in 2017 when a bombshell New York Times report about numerous incidences in which U.S. military pilots observed mysterious oblong objects darting around at high speeds and a secretive government investigation into the topic.
Hey, that's it for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join me next week for God knows what I have in store. But I do have a crazy season lined up. Could be talking about, I don't know, artificial intelligence and robots that are reproducing themselves, serial killers and the demons that haunt them, or some other strange and paranormal phenomenon. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time.